This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Autobots, roll on in.
That was the original one. Autobots, go ahead and roll on in.
What was that meaning like, what we should call the bad guys?
Those robots are
the good guys. Those are the good guys. Yeah, Autobots. Yeah,
yeah. Decepticons.
Decepticons.
I think that's the greatest name for anything.
It's so funny because it's like Decepticons, that name right away is already, those are bad guys.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Or trying real hard to make you think they're good guys.
Like if someone came over and said, "Hi, my name is John Raffle, and I work for the Decepticons, and I would like to make a deal with you.
I'm here on behalf of the Decepticons,
and I'd like
we want to dig around in your backyard for a little bit.
I'd like to give you $10,000 for no reason, and I will."
And that's just for you and your family to have.
Yeah, to have. And then when we come around in a month or so and we need to
use your backyard for holes.
We need a spare room for our boys to do their work.
Yeah.
Then you're cool with it.
Yeah.
From the Decepticons. It's funny because did they come up with Autobots first? They were like, ooh, these robots turn into cars. What do we call them?
Ooh, they're like auto. They're like.
They're like automobile robots.
Automobots. How's ooh, Automobots?
I love Automobots. Let's write that down.
There's a couple too many syllables.
What about Carbots?
Shut up, Gary. Get the fuck out of here.
With your Carbots.
Okay, what else we got, boys? We got.
Automatic ooh. Bots.
What about Carbots? Write it down.
I'll write it down. I like the amount of syllables.
Put it on the whiteboard.
That's okay.
What about cots? Cots.
Cots are already bad beds.
Cots are bad beds. You're right.
That's no good.
What about row cars?
Row cars?
Yeah.
Like cars that could also be boats. Isn't that just duck? The duck tours.
That is those duck cars.
Duck
yeah.
tours.
Duck tours.
Wee you.
And they're like, and then so they finally get to Autobots. Oh, fuck, Autobots. That's so good.
Yeah.
Okay, so the Autobots are the good guys. What do we call the bad guys?
Like deceptive
robots? They're deceptive robots.
Yeah. The evil
Deceptobots.
Bots. Deceptobots is good.
Deceptobots.
Bring Gary back in here. Ask him what he thinks of Deceptobots.
Gary's been fired and he's no longer in the building.
Gary's on the streets. Street bots.
It's so funny. Like, why wouldn't they give the good guys a name that was obvious that they were good? Like, good bots.
Golden boys.
Yeah.
Golden bots. There's good bots and bad bots.
Posse bots. Posse bots.
Posse track.
Helpful boys. Helpful boys. Roll out.
It's just a group of like good old Southern boys who helps old ladies carry shit to their house.
Yeah, yeah. Good old bots.
Helpful boys. No, but I truly think Decepticons is a beautiful evil guy name.
It's a great evil guy name. It's just like, what is the other thing where you're like, it's so obvious that the person is evil. But it's like everyone trusts him. Fuck. I wish I knew. Is there like a list? Let me see if there's like a list.
List of helpful names. Look on goodboyhelpfulnames.com.
Let's see. Obvious bad guys. 6 horror movie bad guys. The best and worst. The more bad guys. What are the best films where the bad guys win?
Yeah, but like Freddy. That's like a good name.
Yeah, Freddy's good.
That's an aptly named boy.
Man, there was one. There's one that has always bothered me. Oh, here we go. Obviously, evil is a TV trope.
While you're doing that, can I ask?
Oh, okay, yeah. So, like, okay. Skeletor.
Skeletor. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, you can't.
Obvious bad guy.
You can't fool someone into thinking Skeletor.
Like, could you see, like, a woman gets her purse snatched, like, in a Spider-Man, at the beginning of a Spider-Man? And then she's like, oh, thank you. Skeletor is here.
Yeah. Never fear. Skeletor is
Everyone's
here.
Like, fuck.
Yeah.
Skeletor. Shit.
How come skeletons are so scary? We all got them.
Yeah, but they're buried deep.
But we all have them.
We all have weird sexual desires, too. But those are scary because they're buried
deep. I guess that's
true.
That is scary, yeah. let's see. Is there a list of them? So it is a trope.
What? That skeletons are scary?
Let's see. Bloodbath. Creepy.
Red Skull.
Red Skull, yeah.
Ghost Rider is a good guy most of the time. Kind of rides by himself.
The first is obviously evil behavior, where the villains act in extremely vicious and unnecessary cruel fashion to heighten their evilness. Yeah, yeah, yeah. These are just... Whatever.
You know what a funny example of that is? Like the create a character mode on a wrestling game. When you're growing up, you definitely want a badass dude. Or no, no, no. Take wrestling out of it. When people think about their gamer tags at a young age, it's usually like Death Ninja. X, capital X, lowercase x.
Yeah, X,
but they're
X.
Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're just little kids.
Yeah.
Death Star Attack, 43.
Tombstone, 33X, XX.
Capital
straight
X,
edge.
Lowercase x, Death Wish, lowercase x, capital X.
Straight razor edge.
Skateboarding, Death Pizza.
Cracked just has a list of... bad guys with really obvious weaknesses, and they're saying Freddy Krueger can be taken out with some primo weed.
What the fuck? That is a very... That's a BuzzFeed thing, right? You said? That's a very BuzzFeed answer to a question. What about some primo fucking weed, dude?
It says his obvious vulnerability is his power, aside from the occasional possession and mind control. Freddy can't really get you until you're in a deep sleep.
So weed helps you not enter your REM.
How else could a bunch of suburban teens possibly drug themselves into a temporary void by smoking a shit ton of weed? According to several studies and doctors, weed totally annihilates your REM sleep. That means that all a tormented teen needs to do to avoid the janitor claw, is save up for some killer golden leaf. Also, Pennywise is no match for Xanax. If you take a Xanax, you'll...
Because you get all worried.
It reduces your fear, yeah. And because the Pennywise feeds off of fear.
Uh-huh.
So on Xanax, it kind of reduces...
You know what you could wear to not get caught by Pennywise?
What's
One
that?
Of those shirts that look like muscles.
Or a shirt that just says no fear.
Yeah. Yeah. He starts creeping out of the sewer, and then you're skateboarding in a no fear shirt. Like,
okay. Sorry, but yeah, Pennywise comes around and is like, fuck!
Going back down.
Wearing a no fear shirt.
Not this one.
I'm no match for this boy. I'm
really drooly today.
Dracula is a wuss, is what these people are saying.
Just daytime.
Yeah.
Avoid Dracula. Well, yeah. Why is anyone even around Dracula? Why is anyone like in an old castle? You know, what's the end game?
Because it's well, you wouldn't want to live in an old castle?
Not for $1 billion in a million years.
They're saying for Jaws, all you got to do is just don't go into the water.
Don't go into the water. Easy.
Easy.
Won't get caught by a robot shark if you don't go into the water.
A puppet shark.
That's nice. Mike Myers is not easily run.
Michael Myers...
go fast.
Michael Myers would be difficult, because he's...
That bitch just shows up.
He's seemingly unstoppable, yeah. Uh-huh. You know who is, like, literally... It's Halloween. We're in Halloween time.
Let's talk about
it. We can talk about some ghouls and goblins.
Sure.
Oh, man, I just heard a child, and it scared the shit out of me. Uh-huh. I was like, oh, man, are we haunted?
It doesn't want us to talk about ghouls.
It's too spooky.
Dual power.
Let's see if I can find something spooky here.
Somethingspooky.com.
Let's see. Something spooky. Somethingspooky.wave.
What's that wave? Oh. Now I get it. I didn't get it before. Now I get it.
one of the scariest movie villains to me, movie scaries, is the Grudge.
Oh, yeah.
Ghost.
Yeah.
And the reason why is because if you're...
That's how you play that instrument. Walking down a flight of stairs. All these crickets are dead.
You're right, they are. I don't care when this is recorded. They're all dead. They've all been eaten by a bullfrog.
You know they stomp these crickets out right after they record one.
This is that level in Castlevania where you can't beat it and you just give up and never play it again.
Oh, level one? What is the... So, Samara is
so
scary.
Yeah. Wow, you knew that that was her name? How'd you know that?
Because when my hair's wet, people would call
me Samara. Oh, they do. Oh, no, Samara is the ring girl.
Oh, who am I thinking of?
Sudoku or Sudoku or what's the...
The Asian gal.
Yeah, the Grudge.
The Grudge, you said. Oh, I was thinking of the ring versus the Grudge.
Let's see. Let's go to the Wikipedia. The Grudge.
So why don't you like her?
Ju-on is the original film. It's called Ju-on the Grudge.
Jumanji.
It's a Japanese supernatural horror film. The Ju-on franchise. Here we go. Ju-on, which I think is... Ju-on means curse grudge?
A little redundant. It's like a hip punch.
Do you have a curse grudge? Call me now. We'll get this right off ya. Hi. I'm Joey Bones. I'm here to get this grudge, this curse grudge off ya.
This is skeleton face. And no one thinks he's helpful because of it.
Don't be turned off by my skeleton face. There's a lot I can do to cover it up and make me seem more friendly to you, but I'm showing you who I really am so I can gain your trust.
You can see right through me.
I just want you to know where I'm coming from. Yes, I am a skeleton. Did you know you are also a skeleton underneath it?
Anyway, look deep into my sockets, and I'll make you a promise.
Look into these dark sockets. Into these, these terrifying holes.
How am I making half these words without lips or a tongue? You decide.
Kayako.
Just tell me why you don't like this person.
Is her name. Her name is Kayako.
Why is she scary?
Well, because you cannot stop her.
Uh-huh.
She is an unstoppable demon, terrifying creature. She was murdered under duress.
Sounds like someone stopped her.
In a jealous rage, the man murdered her.
Uh-huh.
This poor woman, and she died. This is the story of the Grudge. She died with a deep and powerful rage, and so a curse was born in her death. And so she forever haunts this particular home.
Uh-huh.
So anyone who sets foot into that home,
yeah,
is immediately fucked.
So
if you step into that house,
yeah,
you're goodbye. Good night, Irene.
So what if you just don't step into the house?
That's true. You don't have to step into the house.
Yeah.
But in the movie world, it's like nobody believes that if you step into a house, you're fucked. Unless you bought a house that needs a lot of repairs and it wasn't worth the money you put into it.
Can I ask you a question?
Then you're really cursed.
Trying to poke holes. Say I'm the mailman. Say I'm the mailwoman.
Yeah.
And I open up the mail slot.
And you stick a little mail in there.
Stick a little mail in there. But uh-oh, what's happening to the first?
Your hand went in. I think you're okay.
Okay. She's like, that's just the mail. That's just a mail delivery.
Yeah, she got real excited and she's like, just a hand? All right. We're good.
Somebody's about to pick up that mail.
If you were an asshole and you were like, if there was like an open window and you're like, hey, guys,
that's different.
Here's the Grudge house. Check this out. Ooh, am I inside? Ooh, am I outside? Ooh, am I inside? Am I going to get cursed? There's just my hand in here. Ooh. Like if you're a dick,
uh-huh,
you're going to get cursed.
You're going to get cursed out.
Yeah. But it's terrifying because once you step foot into that house, you're so fucked, man. And it's terrifying the way that you die.
Why do people go into the house?
Because people move there.
It's
a house.
Oh, it's just a nice house.
It's a nice house, yeah.
Sure.
It's a very nice
house.
Why
not let weather take the house?
And so there's been like, fuck, I don't know, maybe like 12 movies. There's like 12 Grudge movies.
12 different families move into the house.
And I love it because, and I love the series. I love Ju-on and I love The Grudge. Although The Grudge 2, the American Grudge movie, was no good. But okay. there's one that's, there's one that I actually saw at Fantastic Fest. And I haven't seen it again, but I gotta watch it this Halloween. Maybe we could watch it together, Mike. I know it's a scary movie.
That's okay. Tis the season.
Tis the season. But it's called The Grudge versus The Ring.
Yeah.
And it's exactly what you think it is. It's the Ring Girl versus the Grudge Girl.
So the Ring Girl moves into the house. Somebody throws a VHS tape into the house.
Into the house, and then it's a battle to the death. But the thing I love about all the Grudge movies is that it always comes down to someone figuring... It comes down to someone figuring out that there's a curse. Too many bubbles in that one. The bubbles made me feel uncomfortable.
Squeak, squeak.
It's always about someone going into the house, getting cursed, murdered, and then what follows is someone going, like, researching into why it happened. And then figuring out that there's like a terrible curse on the place, and this person is murdering anyone who steps into the house, and it's usually a ticking clock device. It's like the main character finds out there's a curse, gets the curse because he or she went into the house,
right?
And
maybe a dirty doorknob, then rubbed their eyes,
maybe
and cursed,
and then it's a race. It's a race for their lives, basically. They're trying to figure out how to stop it, how to, like, stop her from killing them. And spoiler alert, it never works. And I love
Google
that.
Google how to stop a curse.
I really love that. I do, Mike. I love that no matter what, like, every movie is, like, someone trying to figure it out, and then there's, like, a really intricate, like I think in one of them, this guy or this girl like goes to like an exorcist or something, and they're like a world renowned exorcist, and they go in to try to help them, and it like seems like it works, and then no, it doesn't work. Like every time, it's like some new device is brought in to try to stop the grudge and the curse.
Yeah,
it just doesn't work.
So
there's
like
just no way to stop.
There's no human thing that a human being mind could come up with
nothing
to stop
nothing can stop it.
Otherworldly curse.
Yeah, it's just like a curse that will never go away. And in The Grudge versus The Ring, which I don't want to spoil because you should definitely, everyone should watch that this Halloween. I think it's actually called Kayaku versus Sadako or whatever. Hang on, let me find out the actual title.
I think we did a SourceFed story on this.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember that. I typed in The Grudge versus The Ring, and I got a news article saying, "What time does the Conor McGregor fight start?"
Dude, that would be a good UFC fight.
The Grudge versus The Ring?
Yeah.
Okay, it's called Sadako.
And then everyone in the arena gets cursed. It's called Sadako. They just exit the octagon and kill everyone.
And it's
in
just,
the arena.
Yeah, I love that. It's called Sadako versus Kayako. Uh huh. And dude, it's like bonkers. It's so cool.
Why is one?
How does
the
it connect? Well, I love that they're in the same. Yeah, somehow they're in the same universe.
VHS tape moves into a spooky house.
Here's the story about it, really quick. It's a crossover of the Ju-on and the Ring series. The film was first teased as an April Fool's joke on April 1st, 2015, but was later confirmed on December 10th, 2015 to be a real production. So someone was like, someone joked about it, and then everyone freaked the fuck out about it, and then they were like, fuck, we gotta make this movie.
Yeah. Just kidding. Just kidding again.
And 2 years later, it was released, and you can see it on the streaming site Shudder.
Okay. Which was, until recently, a home improvement site.
Dude, this movie's so good.
Okay.
It's really good. I want to tell you something about it, but I don't know if you want to hear it. Do you want to hear it?
I'd like to hear it.
Do you remember? Okay. I'm just going to tease this one concept about the movie.
Okay.
Do you remember the story about the ring?
This is the most casual I've ever seen you sit.
Thanks, man. I'm just getting comfy here. Have you seen the story? You remember the story of the ring? The ring movies.
Yeah.
It's like there's a haunted VHS tape.
And everybody watches the
tape. And if you watch it, you die in 7 days.
Sure, yeah.
So imagine how that concept could be utilized with all of the current ways that we now have to distribute videos.
Right. Tape gets uploaded to Hoosier. And then the girl from The Grudge is on YouTube in between haunts, right? Because you got to have some downtime in between while you're waiting for a family to move into the house. So she just watches YouTube. And then she sees
I would rather not spoil the film.
Her YouTube is on in the background while she's killing somebody else and she looks at the screen.
But doesn't it bring up all sorts of interesting questions? Like, can the Grudge woman watch the video and become cursed with the ring video? Will she die in 7 days if she watches? And how about this? Let me pose this question for you. Excuse me.
Who's that?
Excuse me. You're in the wrong office. Let me pose this question to you, Mike. Could the ring girl become cursed by the Grudge by entering the Grudge house? And if there's no way to stop the Grudge, could it stop the ring girl?
Oh, so they watched the video in the haunted house.
I don't know. I don't know, man. I don't know what happened. Did you see the movie? Yes, I did, but I don't want to say. I'm playing coy here.
Okay.
But anyway, it's a very fucking awesome movie, and I really enjoyed it.
Dude, that would be so fucking funny if it was just a Grudge movie. And casually, while the family's moving into the house, somebody's watching a video like, oh, did you see somebody posted this fucked up video? Is that how it happens?
No.
I wish it was.
Oh,
well, that's great.
But we can remake it. You want to remake it?
Yeah. How hard could it be?
Can't be hard at all.
Put a greenish filter on everything.
We don't have to buy the license to use the characters or anything.
No, we'll change the
names.
We
could just call it The Curse.
A curse.
A Curse versus The Square.
Curse gets the square.
Curse versus square.
Cursel gets the square.
I love that the character is called Curse.
Watch out, Alley.
Watch out for Curse. Curse Douglas.
Holy shit, man. That's good. Halloween is a fun time.
Yeah, man. Can I say one more thing about The Grudge?
Absolutely and forever.
The way that you die from The Grudge, lady, is an incredibly frightening concept.
Okay.
There are versions of the movie where you basically see people's bodies after they've been murdered by the Grudge woman.
Yeah, one of them looks like this.
Yeah, you remember that?
You've seen the Grudge.
Yeah, you've seen it.
That's
so
fucking funny, man.
Dude.
That's so I laughed so hard when
you
I saw
laughed
that.
At that?
When she was in the closet?
Me. Yeah.
And what did they say right before? Like, she fucking... They said something like, she laughed herself to death.
That part terrifies me. No, it's like her jaw is like ripped off.
Yeah.
It terrifies me.
Oh, I thought
but
that
here's
was
the
really
thing.
Funny.
So
Maybe
here's
I
the
laugh
thing.
Because I was uncomfortable.
There is a way. It is a coping mechanism to laugh when you're scared.
You said that real creepy.
Excuse me, sir. Wrong building.
Dude, that was the priest from Beetlejuice who does the wedding ceremony.
Yeah. Do you? Okay, listen. In The Grudge, some people, Mike, get murdered, and you see it happen. Like, okay, let me describe a particular scene to you from The Grudge, the American version of The Grudge. It might have happened in Ju-on too, but I don't remember. In the American version of The Grudge, there is a woman who went into the house. She goes about her day. She has no idea what's going on. And she goes home that night, and weird shit starts happening, and it's scary, and there's a buildup of tension, and she goes into her bed. She gets into her bed.
Yeah.
She pulls the covers up. She's ready to go to sleep. And then you hear it. Do you remember the sound the Grudge Lady makes? It's terrifying. No, incorrect.
What is it?
It's this.
That's the one who's crawling up out of the well?
No, that's the ring.
Okay, so Grudge Girl makes that.
Grudge
noise.
Goes... It's, and you know what it is? It's like this weird, like...
Like strangle noise.
It's like being choked to death forever. Yeah, that's the sound she makes.
That's sexy as fuck.
It's so terrifying. So here's the thing. So you start to hear that sound. And then she's looking around like, where the fuck is that sound coming from? And then suddenly her sheets start, like, from the foot of her bed, start, like, someone's crawling up into the sheets from the from the other side of the bed, from the foot of the bed.
Yeah.
And then someone's just, like, crawling up between her legs up to, like, where her face is.
Uh-huh.
And it's just... And then she, like, is freaking out, and she lifts up the sheet to look at what's coming, and it's the Grudge Lady, like, face, and it's like, ah! It's, like, terrifying.
Oh, that's fucked up.
And then the next thing you see is a wide shot of the bedroom, and the sheet just drops, and she's gone.
Uh-huh.
Both of them are gone.
Yeah. Oh, problem solved.
The girl who was cursed is gone.
Yeah.
And the Grudge Lady is gone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where the fuck did they go? They went to some fucking hell dimension.
And like, they don't show that.
No, they never show
that's it. That's good.
And it terrifies me. The idea...
And then the movie ends?
No, that's just how someone dies at one point in the movie.
Okay.
And to me, that's so terrifying because it's like, where the fuck did she go? Where did the Grudge Lady take her? She took her to some fucking, like, terrifying curse world.
Uh-huh.
Where she just has to live forever. Or, like, maybe she just died instantly. But, like, wherever she went... That concept terrifies me.
Yeah, I like that.
Maybe they went to a P.F. Chang's. Maybe they went to a Costco.
It's not...
Maybe she took her to a Outback Steakhouse.
It just doesn't seem as scary. Those things don't seem as scary. You know what
But the thing is we didn't see it. We don't know.
You're 100% right. Fuck, man. Son of a bitch. Son of a bitch. I got to be honest with you. I'm trying to do something. It's not
what's going on, man. Are you okay?
I was trying to look up something to talk about, and we have, you know, we don't like to get political on this show.
No. We stay away from politics.
Which we will. We definitely will. But there is a...
Before you talk about this, you want me to jump into some ads?
Yeah, I might as well, because I don't want to spend a lot of time
on that. I don't either, but we shouldn't talk about politics.
We shouldn't, but I think we have to talk about...
The particular... I think I know what you're going
to
say.
It's what I talked to you about before.
I know. I think I know. Adam Gill guy? I think I know what you're going to say. Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Adam Gill.
Go ahead.
All right. I don't even like saying his name.
Got a couple spots or
you can use me as an example for a candy addiction. You can use me as an example for a candy addiction. You can
I'm a big fan of whatever that was. I like that a lot.
Guys, I want to thank our sponsor, Blue Apron. Ding, ding, ding. Honk, honk. Weep.
Other ones.
Blue Apron has been a proud sponsor of Dynamic Banter for quite some time. We love Blue Apron. Mike and I have used them and have had delicious meals.
One time I made a zest.
Guys, here's how Blue Apron works. You choose chef-designed recipes. They deliver the fresh, seasonally inspired ingredients, and then you cook incredible meals in as little as 20 minutes, and you let Blue Apron do the meal prep for you. Because guess what? Every week, at least 3 recipes built with your busy schedule in mind where Blue Apron has done the meal prep for you are prepared There's sauces, spices, ingredients, everything you need, quick and easy recipe options with insanely delicious flavors, perfectly portioned ingredients delivered right to your door. You can skip the meal planning and get straight to cooking with Blue Apron. Get rid of your grocery list, throw it in the goddamn trash, and let Blue Apron do the meal prep for you. And you can choose your recipes based on your schedule. And Blue Apron offers a range of recipes bursting with flavor. Whether you're looking for quick and easy meals or a full culinary cooking experience, Blue Apron lets you choose from a range of recipe options. Like tomato and basil pesto pizza with roasted cauliflower. How about some stir-fried sweet chili chicken? Mmm, I'm fucking starving. Seared steaks and homemade steak sauce with marinated potatoes and sautéed carrots. Honestly, please. Seared beef dumplings and jasmine rice. I want them all, and so do you. So guys, check out this week's menu. Get your first three meals free at blueapron.com. That's three meals. Three full delicious meals for free at blueapron.com/banter. That's blueapron.com/banter. Get your first three meals free. Blue Apron, a better way to cook.
Great job, Steve. I'm legitimately hungry now.
I'm so hungry.
Why do they have the same thing in the hot bar in Whole
every
Foods
day?
Every day. I haven't been there for months because we moved, and I went before I came here yesterday.
Yeah,
and it was the same shit.
I know. I do like that they're making dumplings now, though. Have you gotten the dumplings?
They are making. I have
the little tray of dumplings.
Yeah, those are great.
They're so good.
Those are real great.
I haven't had the pork ones, but I've had the chicken. The chicken ones. They're real
good.
Try
the pork ones.
Have you tried the pork ones?
Yeah.
Are they good?
Yeah.
Guys, I want to thank our next sponsor, Quip. Guys, Quip is a proud sponsor of Dynamic Banter. Mike Falzona and I use Quip on the daily. I used it just about an hour ago before I came into the office today to record this episode you're listening to right now. Quip is a part of my daily life.
It's my second or third favorite thing to put in my mouth is my Quip toothbrush.
Now, what is Quip, you're asking? Well, let me set it up for you this way. One of the most important things we do for our health every day is brushing our teeth. Yet most of us don't do it properly.
Or at all.
Quip is a better electric toothbrush created by dentists and designers together. Quip was designed to make brushing your teeth more simple. Excuse me, let me play this keyboard really quick.
That legitimately is the smallest keyboard I've ever seen in my life. How are you even hitting one key at a time? Oh, I didn't see it was a double-decker keyboard.
Quip was designed to make brushing your teeth more simple, affordable, and even enjoyable. I love Quip. It goes with me everywhere. I travel with it. I brush my teeth with it. It's my morning baby and my nighttime gal. And that's the only time I brush my teeth twice a day.
I only brush my teeth once. Twice a day.
Once, maybe twice. You know what I love about it are those sensitive sonic vibrations. They're gentle enough on your sensitive gums. And people brush too hard, Mike. And some electric toothbrushes, they're just too abrasive.
They're motors. They're motors in your mouth.
I know, it's a nightmare. But Quip has a built-in 2-minute timer that pulses every 30 seconds to remind you when to switch sides. And guess what? It's a gentle little zip.
It's really nice.
It's a little zip.
It's really nice.
And it's very, very nice. So guys, I love Quip. Mike loves Quip. Why don't you give it a shot? A
couple different colors to choose from now, I think. They have that dynamite silver.
Yeah, I love that. I want a new color.
Golden boy.
I love my color, but I want a new color, yeah. I want a new color because I love them so much. I just want all of them. I want to collect them all.
Then you could brush for the morning and at night once.
Oh, I can use a different color for different days of the week.
You could do them both at the same time in the middle of the day.
God bless you, Mike. And so Quip just starts at $25. That's right, $25. And if you go to getquip.com/banter, get your first refill pack for free with a Quip electric toothbrush. That's right. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/banter. Get your Quip brush and get your nice teeth going. And get, how about this? Make a nice good breath smell down on everyone you talk to.
you made me feel so great with the ad read. I don't even want to talk about the semi-serious stuff.
We don't have to bring it down.
I mean, we do have a responsibility.
We don't have to bring it down.
Bring it down. You know about Adam Gill. Have you heard?
All I hear all day is Adam Gill.
A lot of people talking about around this office.
Yes. In fact, we were writing news stories yesterday, and Elliot pitched a couple of Adam Gill jokes.
Is that right?
Yeah, and it was just like...
You think it's that widespread yet?
Well, I mean, I think everybody's talking about it. Mm-hmm. I mean, the thing is like, definitely... Our Twitter timelines are filled with it. That's the kind of stuff we talk about sometimes in the news thing. But imagine there's an Adam Gill joke in the next episode.
I like that.
Yeah.
Imagine how outrageous you have to, because this guy's from a small Chapman, Connecticut.
Yeah.
He's running for office, local office in Chapman, Connecticut.
Yeah. Yeah.
And think about how outrageous and how outlandish the things that you're trying to do have to be to penetrate the Twitter sphere.
Well, and especially in Connecticut. Does this feel close to home to you?
It used to. How many little kids are in your office right now?
One of them is a ghost. For sure. I just feel like shit bringing them up at all.
Yeah. But we should at least, I mean, if you're listening to this in Connecticut and you're anywhere around Chapman, it's so important to go out and vote.
Oh, man. It's so important to vote everywhere.
You hear about the things that this guy is trying to do. He's not very good to women.
Well, and what was that thing they were talking about the other day with the schools? Like, there was this thing where it was like no parents in schools.
No parents ever in school.
Yeah. What a weird thing.
Only kids? The teachers?
Well, I think that they were doing teens as teachers, which I think is so weird.
Teen teachers?
Well, and they're saying that no parents in schools means no perversions. No, nothing perverted happening.
Sure.
But I think teens are teens are more perverted than most adults.
Oh, absolutely. And they don't have the life experience.
No.
And they can't possibly have the knowledge to teach younger kids.
Yeah.
The fucked up thing that I heard was that he's talking about anytime a woman talks in public, men should be making a fart noise.
Mm-hmm.
Mid-conversation to cut them off.
That was one of his campaign.
It's on the poster. And I don't think that's fair.
Yeah. I think
women have a lot of good things to say.
The thing is that I know most of the women in my life are strong and very independent and you know, they're sassy women. They're strong, sassy women.
Yeah.
And I don't think that they would I don't think they'd be bothered by it. I think it's awful. Like, I'm saying it's awful that it's something that this man is promoting, that this man is saying do.
Yeah.
And it's giving people permission to do that. It's making them feel like, well, if a politician says it, if a politician's doing it, I can do it.
Hey, this guy talks like us.
This guy talks like us. And I think it's like, if you're going to make fart sounds when a woman is talking, first of all, disrespectful. Second of all, I think most of the women in my life would just laugh and walk away.
Yeah.
Laugh at their face.
And hopefully...
You're not worth my time.
Those women go to the voting booths.
I think those women will go to the voting booths.
Another thing that I don't understand is
Was it the swimming thing?
The swimming thing.
Yeah.
Which is tough. Not that I'm even an avid swimmer.
Yeah.
Or you can't swim most of the months out of the year in Connecticut, but it's still fucked up.
Well, it's weird that like... I think it's weird because they're talking about using tax dollars to build 17 pools. Right next to each other.
You bring up a good point, Steve. And it's like...
Wait, like,
why
how
not
much
just make one?
What about one big
one
pool?
One big pool. That actually sounds pretty nice.
It is interesting, though, that there's, I mean, it's just too many pools, I think. And
17 pools?
But people want it.
You know they're going to.
The tweets are all, like, all the tweets are like, give us our pools.
But there's so much good parking in Chapman. I don't know if you've ever been. Have you ever been to the Northeast?
Just search the hashtag 17 pools right now on Twitter. Hashtag 17 pools. You'll see so much shit. People want it.
So much weird water shit. Did you hear about the separate water fountain thing?
Oh, no.
There's a separate water fountain, four other water fountains. And I'm like, dude, a water fountain can't even drink out of a water
fountain. It's water fountains only.
And there's a sign.
It says water fountains
only. They mocked up a sign. This water fountain's only for other water fountains.
Well, I think that this person's a little bit... I mean, obviously, this person seems... And I'm not... I'm just armchair...
Yeah,
I'm just being an armchair therapist.
This isn't
here.
A political podcast.
No, and I just think it's one of those things where it's like, obviously this man sounds like he's a little bit unstable, a little unwell.
A little left of center.
I think that there was another one that was like loud planes.
Yeah.
Louder planes.
Louder planes he wants.
He wants louder planes.
And who wants that?
He says that when he was a kid, he used to hear loud planes, and it reminded him of his childhood.
He said, in a speech, he said, if you're not frightened by a plane, what's the point?
And he said, every time I hear a loud plane, it reminds me of being home with mama. And so that's what he wants. He wants loud planes. And he wants planes louder so that no matter where you are, you're going to hear them. And I think it's going to disrupt the entertainment industry more than anything.
I think you're right. I think it's terrible. I think all the production's going to move out of Connecticut. They have that big tax break. Now they got louder planes.
I just think that if they're bringing more planes in and they're making them louder, I think there's a better way to spend money.
I do.
I guarantee that there is.
So it's so important to get out to the voting polls, the booths.
It's so important to get to a booth and poll.
Even if that booth that you're in doesn't have a voting machine in it, it's so important to get out to the polls and vote.
If you're going to get into a booth, make sure there's a poll.
Make sure there's a poll in the booth.
Make sure Nicole's in the booth.
Do we have a history road?
I do have a history road that I want to read very quickly. I'm sorry we have to cut this episode a little bit short, guys, because
Let's talk a little bit about Adam Gill.
All right, here we go. Adam fucking Gill. I'm not voting for him.
This dude wants tacos in every Italian restaurant. It doesn't make any sense.
History. History.
This history road comes from Kunwar Gabby, KG, response to Mike. Hello, you two beautiful bastard BB boys. I wanted to sincerely apologize to Mike. I would, in fact, like to throw myself under the bus for throwing Mike under the bus, for when I threw Steve under the bus, for having the mic stand in front of Steve's face. Mike, I hope you accept my apology, even though you telling me to suck a dick was hilarious.
You know what Zoya said? Zoya said that anytime I tell someone to eat a dick, it's funny because she knows that I mean it. Like, there's so many
insults you totally mean it.
That I don't, like, you just throw out there and they don't necessarily mean anything. But when it gets to the point where you're like, dude, eat a dick.
Yeah, eat a dick. Go eat a dick.
Yeah.
Even though you telling me to suck a dick was hilarious and made my entire day. By the way, I revisited episode 44, Red Boobs, and I was wondering... I was wondering whatever happened to the tank drum. I feel like it's due for another appearance, especially since it cost Steve a whopping $300 dues.
We had a tank drum? Oh, the
like doom doom doom. Yeah, actually, if you watch Valley Folk stuff, which clearly you don't, KG. Or maybe it hasn't gone up yet. That might be my bad. I play the tank drum on an episode of your show, and I think it's here in the office. Mm-hmm. We'll bring it back.
You know what Adam Gill said about steel drums?
Oh, no.
That they always have to be played at the dentist office while you're in the...
Cheers, guys. Shout out to Owen's white t-shirt one time. Thank you so much, KG, for that email. All right, well, let's cut it short, Mike. I'm sorry we have to cut this one short. I feel bad.
That's okay. Don't feel bad.
But, Mike, you want to plug?
Yeah, man. My you can go on my website to find any stand-up things that are coming out. Also, thank you so much for ordering the spooky, drippy, dynamic banter Halloween t-shirt.
Can we get some? Do we get some?
We gotta talk to Byron. But you'll get those. Everyone who ordered those, they're completely sold out, so thank you very much. But everyone who ordered one will get theirs before Halloween, so you can go out as a person in a Dynamic Banter t-shirt for Halloween.
You'll get yours.
Oh, we'll make sure you'll get yours.
Is it freezing fucking cold in here?
Yeah, it's nice, though.
Okay,
like
good, good. I can feel it through my jeans, and that's never a good thing.
Hell yeah, that kind of cold that seeps in through your jeans.
Guys, you can catch me in Rocky Horror Hipster Show, which is a modern retelling of the Rocky Horror Picture Show. It's going to be so fucking fun, and rehearsals have been insane. These are incredibly talented people that I'm working with, insanely talented people, and I'm not even I cannot believe how talented these people are. And if you want to check that out, it's free. Three free shows. It's only three shows, October 25th, 26th, and 27th at 9 p.m. at three clubs in Los Angeles, and that's at 1123 Vine Street, if you're writing that down. But also, I'll post a bunch of stuff on my socials as we get closer, but it's going to be a real good time. So if you've never seen Rocky Horror Picture Show live, you're going to want to see this, because it's absolutely batshit bonkers, and I play several roles, and it's a lot of fun. So please come to that.
Nice. That's real nice.
Mike, anything else you want to plug?
Oh, the Friends and Friends show is on the 20th.
Oh, fun. That's always a fun show.
There's tickets for that on Eventbrite.com.
Is that a crowd work show, or is that just a regular show? Yeah, those are so fun. I love those. So go to MikeFalzone.com.
Are you
going to
be around
those
in November?
Yeah.
Let's do a live Dynamic Banter.
I would love that. Let's do it. Please. Right. I would love that. Okay, so guys, mark your calendars just for every day
for
in
November. Yeah.
Just write Dynamic Banter in black marker across all of November.
and don't leave your house until we tell you to.
And send us your pictures of that on Instagram, and we'll repost them for you.
Also, I'll be in Nashville on the 5th.
Cool, man.
At Olin Rogers' place.
Oh, that's really rad.
Yeah.
That's really rad. Well, I want to talk about that. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for listening to Dynamic Banter. We appreciate you all very much, and we'll catch you next time on the show.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.